what is really going on. So I myself, I feel like I'm here just because I feel like as a community, there's not enough collaboration. And I think a lot of, just had an example where we didn't know about some of the programs that were happening. We sometimes get communications very late, and sometimes the communications are not clear. And also, I think a lot of us are siloed because we don't feel as though the administration, the community, and the board all act as one community. And I think that's important because that's where a lot of the negativity sprouts from, because people they're not in the know. And it feels as though it's kind of like an us against them game sometimes. Also, it kind of feels like we're very powerless. So with decisions like growing the school, with decisions with transportation, decisions that impact our families, we are never privy to those conversations before the decisions are made. And I think that is going to hurt the families, and you're going to lose students. I also think that there are a lot of very intelligent parents in our community that have reached out and asked if they can support, if they can help. And we can only put ourselves out there so much. And, you know, our hands get slapped is the way it feels. Now, in my case, I know that I've gotten quite a bit of support. And I'm very happy that the class campaign, that is now approved and that we're going to be able to move forward with that. I think that's going to be a great way to ease some of the tension, because the parents did call for an immediate action to be made in order for us all to feel that bullying was being taken seriously at the school, because it felt like a lot of it was being swept under the rug. So I'm not going to read everything I have, because I know there's other people that want to speak, but I did want to make some points that, you know, this community, our school, it is a direct reflection of what our goals and our values are. And if we aren't bringing each other in and creating those relationships, then it's for nothing. And a lot of parents aren't engaged because of all of these negative things that I listed, that they just don't feel like they're wanted. And I'm hoping that because we do have the relationship that we have, and I think there's more parents that maybe couldn't have made it tonight, that want to be part of a change here, that want to see us grow as a family more, because if we're going to keep expanding, then you need us all to help come up with solutions. Because it's very evident that you guys are overwhelmed trying to solve all these problems yourself. And when you guys are overwhelmed, then we have to feel that also. I think also that with communications, we need to do something. I mean, I think the website is a great start to start putting a lot of information out there. Unfortunately, a lot of negativity is happening online with social groups, and I know there's no way of getting rid of those. Parents use those as a way to communicate with each other.
I'm sorry, I have to leave. Can I just say one thing? I just hope the board knows that there is a group of parents who absolutely positively appreciate everything the school does, and I think most of the negativity is coming from that one site, and it's really a shame. So, Michelle, do me a favor. Do not speak for the majority of the parents. I've been here for 7 years, okay?
Don't
speak for the majority. You just said I'm speaking for a large. You're the one that started most of the negativity in the past on that website. So please do not speak for the majority of the parents, because I assure you, you're not. I've been here for 7 years, and I love this school, and I love what the board has done. So do not dare speak for all the parents, because you're certainly not speaking for me.
I mean, that was surprising to me, because I don't think that I've ever partaken in any of that. I would agree with her that there is a lot of negativity in this group. I mean, there's been separate Facebooks that have been created just because other parents want to be heard. All of this could be solved if the communications at the school were a lot more concise and consistent. I think this is an example of the us against them mentality.
I think that the school is an excellent school academically, but I think it needs to do a lot of growing between the parents and administration and the staff. I think that, I have one daughter, for instance, she's in fourth grade. If you were to ask any of those teachers or any of the people I dealt with regards to my daughter, what their opinion is of the interaction, it would be perfect because my daughter is the exact type of student Odyssey seems to want. She's above par in just about everything. She's involved in just about everything. Then I have a son. He's in third grade. And this year has been exceptional. But I'll tell you, last year and this, last year was a disaster. And the communication and the IEPs and the lack of follow through last year was unacceptable. And I feel like the only reason it was better this year is because of the teacher that they allowed me to pick. Because the teacher is so wonderful. But then I was looking at next year thinking, what's going to happen then? Because it's not consistent. And I don't think it's consistent for most of the parents that have a situation where if there's a problem that arises, the communication and the relationship between the staff and the parents doesn't seem to go well. If there's no problem and you just look at it academically, Odyssey seems to excel most of our expectations. Excuse me. But there needs to be something with regards to the communications when there is something that the parents are concerned with, whether it be an IEP, whether it be bullying, whether it be, you know, communications just to and from teachers. There needs to be a bridge, someone to go to.
I want to say one last thing and then I'll shut up. I had a conversation with somebody today who said, you know, remember, 99% of our school doesn't have issues. 99% of our school, they are thriving, they're doing great. And I said, well, what, we shouldn't be looking at it as 99% is great, everything is awesome, it's so positive. We should be looking at that 1% and figuring out why that 1% is not thriving, why that 1% is having so much difficulty, why those parents are so unhappy. We shouldn't be thinking, I mean, everybody's here because we want to be here, but there's a case to be made for the parents that are having the difficulties and the issues.
Yeah, I've been here for 7 years also, just like that other mom. I have three kids here. Before this year, I loved the school. I told everyone, come to the school, come to the school. I told the principal of my kids' preschool, send more kids with special needs, they're great. This year, it's been quite the uphill battle, and I've been blown off and blown off to the point that I can...
You were just say that this is Lauren Foraker.
Sorry, I'm Lauren Foraker. My kids are racing fifth grade, Logan in second grade.
I don't want to hear it.
It breaks my heart, the things, I feel like I have been forced to become the parent that's complaining and complaining and complaining to anyone at the school that will listen because no one is listening. And I feel exactly what she just said. No one cares about my kid because she's just in the 1% of kids that are having issues. So I was told things like, you parents wanted this school to grow, so this is what you get. No one asked me if I wanted this school to grow, and that's not my fault. And I feel like I finally said, if I don't hear something, I'm going to hire an advocate. And then suddenly, I got an answer. But I don't want to have to be that parent that's in everybody's faces trying to get things that my kids deserve. And for the first time in 7 years, I applied to another school, and I'm going to get in. And it makes me so upset to even think about moving my kids out of this wonderful school. But I'm afraid that every year I'm going to have to be that parent that's in everybody's face. And that's not me. Like, I'm a nurse. I deal with these kind of parents all the time at work, and I don't want to be one. And it's very upsetting to me. And there are a lot of parents who are just quietly leaving. There are so many families that I know that have been here for years that are not going to be here next year. And they're just not saying anything. They're going back to public school. They're going other places. And it makes me sad because it is true. The academics are very strong, but the bullying, the special needs services. I mean, my son in fifth grade came home today, told me he's scared to go to school tomorrow because a sixth grader pushed him up against the locker and put his hand over his mouth when he was in the hallway. And I was glad because my husband said that his teacher did call. So, but I don't know. I just feel like the school has changed so much since last year. It just, it makes me sad. And I would like to be a part of a solution. I just don't know what else to do. Because I feel like no one wants to hear anything.
And I have a kindergartner who, I have four kids, and two of mine go here now, and I have a kindergartner coming here next year who already has an IEP, who has a lot of issues medically. And I already applied somewhere else too, because I don't, and it's up in the air, and the special education teacher at his preschool told me the same thing. This might not be the best fit for him, but it should be. It should be the best fit for all the kids, not just the ones who are doing great. Like, my daughter doesn't have any issues. I've never had a problem. Everyone wants to work with me with her, but when it comes to anyone who has an issue, they do work. I'm not saying that, I don't want to say they don't work with you. There are several people who will work with you, but it has to be consistent throughout the staff, not just the couple that talk to you and aren't with them every day.
I agree. As a teacher, I agree. I feel like everybody has a different threshold. I'm really glad you got here. Everybody has a different threshold on what their level of patience is, and some people throw in the towel with students that they feel are arduous or are tedious to maintain and consistently provide quality education to. And I can speak for myself, I can't speak for anybody else, but I personally know that I have had a lot of students who needed specific needs, who had specific needs that I had to meet, that were, you could say, exceptional. And I didn't complain, I didn't argue with anybody, I stepped to the plate, I did what I had to do. And some people are willing to do that.
Exactly.
So I agree with what you're saying.
And the kids get stereotyped and it follows them. Because my son was stereotyped and, maybe this isn't the right fit for him, maybe you should look elsewhere. And then the second we found the right teacher this year, he hasn't had a single problem. He had the same IEP last year. Wasn't followed. Last year was a disaster. I couldn't even send him the last week of school. I refused to because there were so many problems that I was done. And then this year has been perfect. But it's because it's consistent this year. We have someone who's doing exactly like you said, but that's not...
Can I ask a question about the IEPs? I also have a son who went to Cam High School, but he was in Christina School District to take and he was on the private floor and then an IEP. Mm-hmm. And we were always given one person, that was the person we went to help with the IEPs. But I also have the pound my fist on the table and demand things be done because some grades we would have great teachers and some years we would have not so great teachers. Because to me there's a difference in the teacher that comes to school every day and they love their job. Mm-hmm. And then there's the teachers that come to school and they punch a time clock. It makes a big difference with kids with learning disabilities or challenges. But I feel like you're not going to ever get that perfect scenario,
right,
no matter what school you're at, whether it's Louisiana, whether it's Odyssey,
but I think some teachers look at kids and they say, this is the way I teach, and you're going to learn or you're not going to learn. And then you have the teachers who say, these kids aren't learning. I'm the one who has to change the way I teach.
Yeah.
And if you have those teachers, and they maybe help these other teachers learn that way, I don't know, but... It's sad for me to look at four kids and say, two are going to go to this school and two are going to go to that school. It doesn't make sense because I love this school. I think this school is great. I'm on the website that everyone says is so negative, but it's the only way all the information comes out because we don't get it. I didn't know anything about the Haley discount. I take my kids to all sorts of food scams. I never heard anything about it.
I think the communication does need to get better between administrative and parents. I can only speak for myself. I have six kids. We have six kids. And we've been all over. We have kids that are Hudson and at St. George's. We have kids everywhere. But communication at Odyssey has always been Tracy at the upper school, like, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have made it through our sixth grade because I was calling her every day, what about this? What about that? Because these were things I already knew would happen, but I didn't know because I wasn't getting the information from Odyssey. So that is frustrating as a parent, especially when you have multiple kids or you have a life outside of school, you like to know those things in advance. the dress down day is tomorrow. Why dress down day is tomorrow and I need to get tissues
Can I jump in? Can I interrupt? I mean, honestly, I appreciate you coming in, and some of you I have spoken with, many of you I have not spoken with personally about your issues. But I am going to be here Saturday morning, and it's a start, and I'd like to invite some of you to come, and we can start there and continue the conversation, because we have to have a purpose, and I'm hearing some common threads to it, and some of the common threads have to do with special needs kids or not having certain teachers that you feel are accommodative to your children. Those are kinds of things that, you know, some of the issues can be addressed and some of them we have to accommodate as we go through. And some of them, I don't know what the answers are, because some of the things you're saying, I'm not even aware that they're really a problem. But if you would like to start, I would suggest we wrap the session up and we start on Saturday at 9 o'clock. If you'd love to come over, I'd be happy to meet with you then.
I would like to ask the board how long we as parents are supposed to wait until we are satisfied. I mean, we go to a teacher, we go to administration, we go back to a teacher, we go to the guidance counselor. How long do you want us to wait?
You haven't come to me, and I, if you had...
Before it's done. I'm not talking for me. I'm asking for...
Well,
I appreciate that.
What I'm thinking is many of you I have not spoken to privately. Well, a couple of you have expressed some anger at the situation, and a couple of you have agreed to troop on with the situation. But I don't think this is going to get it, unless some of you have something new to add. I think we need to set a meeting. Let's get together and talk about it, and then see if we can come up with some ideas on what exactly the problem is and speak openly about what it is. Because you're telling the board, and I don't know what the problem is.
I want to know how long we're expected to not have the answer or
You haven't come to me and asked me for a question that I haven't told you. What question have you asked me that I haven't told you?
The very one and only question that I asked you was about a buddy bench, and I got reamed for that. I got an awful response.
From me? About what?
It created a lot of animosity by this volunteer. I'm a 3-year classroom mom. I'm on the executive committee of the PTO. I'm the resident volunteer at the school. I'm there 3 days a week. I'm trying to help. And the one time I came to you, I got You didn't respond to me personally. You responded to everybody who then gave me the information. And I don't think that that's fair.
My
question is simply, how long are we supposed to wait as parents before coming to the board? Yes, of course we want it to be executed quickly and done to our how we want it, but how long are we supposed to wait? How long was she supposed to wait for a chair? I mean, how long was she supposed to go back and forth until she had to threaten an advocate before, the chair's here. Okay, we can switch the class. I'm asking the board, how long?
I don't know, what chair are you referring to?
My daughter has cerebral palsy, and I offered to buy a chair, was told one's on order. She was sitting on a binder that was placed on the chair, that she was sitting like this. I went and got a chair, and then finally this chair that was on order that you can get on Amazon, as soon as I said I was hiring an advocate, suddenly the next day it was there. Like, I don't understand, it's not an expensive piece of equipment. But I feel like I and other parents, like, we do try to just quietly do all these things, but...
Have you thought about how many times you have come and you've been assisted with problems and issues? Because I know that that's a big, big number.
It is a
big number.
I feel like last year, you were so wonderful with, like, the issues we had with Reese. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's just this year, like, it's really taken a negative turn, and I would like to be part of turning the environment of the school around, because
I don't want to see all the good, all these good families that have been here for years leaving.
This is what prompted my question.
Thank you all for speaking up, really. I truly appreciate you doing that. Our children are the most precious thing we all have. Nothing else. So I listen to you as a parent, not as a board member. And my answer to you, I'm sorry, your name again?
Me?
Jennifer. My answer to you, Jennifer, is you shouldn't have to wait long. Your request, and I'm sure you're all reasonable people, and you're placing reasonable requests for the health and safety of our children, right? It should be addressed immediately. And we should be finding reasonable solutions to what you need for your children. That's all there is to it. This is bottom line. Misunderstandings happen in life everywhere, but I think we're all smart people and we should be able to figure things out fairly quickly and provide healthy, safe, nurturing environment for the kids. This is our mission. That's why we're here. This is where a bunch of us, as volunteers, put together this school, and this is why we're here. So, I'm not going to sit here and debate you for anything you said. I'm listening to everything you said, and I take it very seriously. I do want you to know also that this is a new board. 7 new members are sitting on this board, with the exception of myself and Mr. Igos, who've been here, were the Methuselahs. The rest of them are all very new. I can tell you that you are dealing with a board that listens to you. In this document, which will be posted pretty soon, like in a few hours, you will see that out of the 9 goals, I can probably say 4 of them are directly related to the type of issues we're talking about here. Maybe more, right? And it's up to us, the board and administration, to execute on those things. But as I said at the beginning of this meeting, we want you, because you're the biggest resource. That's what I said earlier. I truly believe that. When my son was in school, I was his biggest advocate and his biggest resource. And people listened to me. If they didn't, then circumstances changed. So we need to listen to you, and we need to act accordingly. That's all there is to it.
I didn't want to start an argument.
These are not points that are negotiable. The health and safety of our children is not negotiable. So if you want to be successful and get all these accolades, just like we get with academics, we need to be successful with everything else. So this board has been listening to you. We may not have been very demonstrative, just like you haven't been, right? And I can tell you, administration is also working very hard to accommodate you. You may not see it, but my answer to you still stands. We're going to do everything we can, within our means and beyond, to meet the commitments we're making to this document here. Much of it has to do with what we deliver to our students. Not how smart we can make them, but how happy we can make them in this school, in this school environment. When you read it. But what I need from you also, what we all need from you also, is step up. Give us all your energy. And you have a lot of positive energy. And I think your energy will go a lot further when you do that. Volunteer on the committees. Give us your skills. Give us your time. I know all of you, especially when you have 6 kids, have limited time. But every little bit you can give to the school and work with our administrators and help out will go a long way. We have, right now, 1,400 families. That's a powerful resource, powerful resource. It's up to us to figure out ways to mix it up and make it work together like a Swiss watch, okay? It's up to us. And that's why I'm saying with this document as a stepping stone to action, let's work together. I personally give you my word that I'm going to make sure that your voice is heard, because we need your voice. I know administration has their heart in the right place also. They be a bit overwhelmed a little bit because we're going through the growing pains. But we don't want to use it as an excuse either. Our job on this board is to provide them with the resources they need to do their job. And we'll do that. And if we run into a brick wall, we'll let you know. But please give us your assistance, give us a chance, and we'll get this done for you. And we'll, with your help, every one of you, I think, Lauren, you said you want to help?
Oh, I do. I used to be a pencil mom, but they don't.
Right.
She volunteers all
the time. I've offered to volunteer as well, no one gets back to me.
Right.
I tried to volunteer.
And here, communications is vital to what we do, and it's in a couple of places here too. One of the goals is community engagement. You're the community. So let's all figure out how you want to communicate. And this way we can stay on Facebook and other things and spend our time delivering good information, not feelings, not misinformation, okay? Let's do that. And I'm not saying that you're doing that.
I think that would happen. I think these Facebook pages would disappear if the communication
better. I agree with you, right. Yes, it's a valve, it's an outlet for some people to express their frustration. I understand. I'm not critical. All right, I don't want to do that. On the other hand, let's all work together and let's use a work that we put together as a new board that spans 3.5 months. We have good people on this board. We have good people with our administration. And even those who are not on board within our school, some new teachers, some of the work teachers, we're going to help them along so they can give us the best they can. Let's do it together, okay?
So we had a question in the back. Did you have a question? Okay.
But it looks like, I'll just add to it. If when you read this, you'll see Buddy mentioned.
Are we seeing this on the website?
That's what Denise said that she would post in the communication.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I did list it. It's in the future program.
I just have a question. I don't believe it. I just wanted to know, was anybody thought about any conditions in the playground or skating for our little kids?
I think that would be a great recommendation for the PTA, because we are looking for ways to spend our fundraising money.
Okay.
So if that's something that you would like to see, I would ask for that. Yeah,
okay.
That would be my recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to just add a member of the PTA board of the Planning Administration for opening up Saturdays for the Wilson College.
I think that's great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have a quick question. I'm new to the school this year, so I'm not sure if this is the appropriate venue to ask for this. As Dr. Mick said about the buses, try it, not happen anymore this year for me. So I've been driving my kids here. With the closing of the property that was on Odyssey, the flow of traffic in the afternoon is off the wall, it's a catastrophe waiting to happen. I have a couple possible solutions that are very easy. Who do I contact to offer these up? Just to try to avert some type of tragedy.
Yeah,
well, administration, that's... You start with Dr. Nick and Ms. Parks.
Can't make it Saturday to the coffee.
If you can give me a call or send me an email,
okay.
And I'll follow up with you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Anything else? Well, thank you all for your input. And if you want to ventilate, come and do it here. We'll be glad to listen to you. Okay.
Is this concluded?
Anything else on the floor? Board? Okay. Motion to adjourn? Motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I say. Second? Okay. All aboard? Go on? Okay.
I'm going to hang here. I'm not going to.
What, the one?
Yeah, I'll get the wall. So.
Oh, I'm like, what now? How you doing?
Okay.
So today, I'm trying to turn this off.